This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are heading to the polls today. It's Super Tuesday. There are elections in 16 states and American Samoa. President Biden and Donald Trump expect to move closer to winning their party's nominations. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president has handily won every contest so far. Trump has taken 7 of 8, and Kyle Condick at the University of Virginia's Politics Center figures the domination will continue.
He may win every single contest,
which would up the pressure on challenger Nikki Haley to drop out.
What more is there to do? Because it's not like you're going to, you know, you literally cannot defeat him at that point.
But Haley's resisted so far, saying Americans want a choice, not a coronation. GOP voter Bonnie Schultz in Minnesota wants Haley to stay in.
There needs to be somebody who's a voice of reason.
And as long as Americans want me to be that voice, I will continue to fight for them.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jury selection begins today in James Crumbley's trial. He's the man who bought a gun with his son 4 days before a Michigan school shooting. He's accused of failing to take steps that could have prevented the teenager from killing 4 students. You could still see the white smoke and an orange glow this morning over a building in suburban Detroit that caught fire last night, leading to several explosions. At least 2 people hurt. Ever been hit with a late fee on your credit cards? The AP's Donna Warder.
New regulations by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau would set the limit at an $8 late fee for most credit cards, or banks would be required to show why they should charge more. The new rule would bring the average credit card late fee down from $32. The Bureau estimates that banks bring in about $14 billion in credit card late fees each year.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. This is AP News. American Airlines wants to keep all the flyers flying. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
American Airlines says it's ordering nearly 300 new planes to meet increased travel demand. American Airlines says it's ordered 85 new jets from Boeing, 85 from Europe's Airbus, and 90 smaller jets from Embraer, based in Brazil. The airline's making a show of support for Boeing since the package includes Boeing 737 MAX 10s, an even larger version of the MAX that's not yet even been certified by U.S. regulators. The MAX 9s are the ones under scrutiny after a panel blew off a jet mid-flight in January. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Britain says Kate, the Princess of Wales, will attend a ceremony in June that will be her first confirmed major official duty since she had abdominal surgery. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.